Hi, my name is Hector Mirai, and I work with Faith and Fandom. I also co-host the Pull List podcast on LTN and do the Faith and Fandom 180 Bits on LTN Radio Backroom Morning Show. So I have a big passion for the Comic-Con culture in general. I've been doing ministry in the Comic-Con communities in the southeast portion of America for going on near a decade. And I've learned a few things. And so today I'm going to share with you 20 pro tips to being the love of Jesus or being like Jesus in a Comic-Con culture. Ready? Get your notepads or type. I don't know what you do, but I'm going to throw some moderate wisdom in your direction. Pro tip number one, buy something. I know it sounds silly and I know it sounds simple, but we need to understand that a lot of vendors and artists at Comic-Cons are there solely for the purpose of making money. And if they spend an entire day or weekend at an event and don't make their table back or don't make enough to actually get home or a hotel, it can be devastating emotionally. So if you find someone out in the crowd at a Comic-Con, a vendor, an artist you don't normally buy from, and just invest something small. Buy the smallest item at their table or something else just to be able to bless a little bit financially. It will honestly make a huge impact on their mood, their attitude, and how they feel in terms of success for their event. And it opens up to some really good conversations. Pro tip number two, attend a panel. May not seem like a big deal, but sometimes the people running panels can feel like they're unloved or boring or that they have no real reason doing this. I've spent enough time in Artist Alley to see people come back from their panel times completely discouraged because literally no one showed up. So maybe if you're honestly trying to be intentional with this, look through your panel list and honestly say, which of these things aren't people going to go to? And give 30 or 40 minutes of your time just to sit there. But don't just go, interact. Raise your hand, ask questions, talk afterwards. Because if you intentionally help someone that could feel isolated feel a little more connected, you're doing good things. On the subject of panels, pro tip number three, host your own. May sound like a crazy idea. You may say, but I'm not qualified. You are, because if you're at a con, you're qualified. If you actually want to share the love of Jesus in a Comic-Con setting, one of the best and most appropriate ways to do it is in a panel. And you can ask, request, petition, whatever you want, to host a panel at the show of your choosing. The worst they can do is say no. But if you ask, you might find yourself hosting a chapel service at a Comic-Con. You can schedule a time just for people to be able to come in and pray with you. You can just have a facilitated discussion where everyone can talk about their faith and how it applies to their lives. You have that ability. The only thing holding it back is you taking the time to ask. So if you really want to be intentional about this, the next show that's in your area, ask about hosting a panel. Pro tip number four, volunteer. Comic-Cons are held together by the sheer grace of God and by the manpower of volunteers. Every con needs volunteers. And if you actually want to be able to be salt and light in the hands and feet of Jesus in that culture, go volunteer. Sign up for a couple shifts. You'll probably get free entry and a t-shirt, but that gives you a chance to work hand in hand, elbow to elbow with the people who are actually putting on the con. You'll have a chance to interact with the people that work behind the scenes, other volunteers, celebrities, whatever. You're going to have the chance to actually be more than just words and tongue, but actually be action and in truth. So if you volunteer, you're actually putting light and action to what you say you believe. And it's a big deal. Pro tip number five, host your own booth. Now, you might be saying, whoa, that's a little much. But the reality is, every person in Artist Alley started in Artist Alley. So if you are a writer, a creator, a painter, a sculptor, a podcaster, whatever you do, if you have a talent that could actually facilitate and realistically put you in Artist Alley, spend a little bit of money, get your own table, and be out there, because when you set up an artist alley, you get to have conversations with people all weekend long that you would never have anywhere else. People that would brush past you in a hallway will stop and talk to you at your table. Your table doesn't have to be a specifically Bible-focused table, but as an artist, you get to have conversations with people you'll never have anywhere else. And if that extrovert thing inside you just clicks when I say that, maybe it's time for you to actually look into being an artist at a con. Pro tip number 6, compliment confetti. What I mean is literally throw compliments out the entire day, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Now, I'm not saying be disingenuous. I'm not saying, you know, lie. But I'm saying is you be observant and you look for things to compliment and ways to encourage people. Hey, I like your cosplay. Oh, your art's dope. I like your shirt. See? You intentionally being vocal and verbal with some positive encouragement helps. Now, it's so often that in the con world, people tunnel vision and just go to the booth they want to go to. But if you're actually being encouraging, you can change the outcome of someone's entire day. But you need to be intentional about it. Don't just wait until something really grabs you. Look for opportunities just to throw out compliments. Pro tip number 7, take pics. Now, I'm not just talking like take scenery, which that's also important, and we'll cover that in a second. But take pictures, and specifically take pictures of cosplayers. Because if you ask a cosplayer to take their photo, you have just given them validation. You have just given them a feeling of accomplishment. And also, it's always important, ask first. But say, hey, I love your cosplay. Can I take your photo? That goes miles in the heart of a cosplayer. I've been a cosplayer. I know. I have a daughter that cosplays. I see this. I have friends that cosplay. I'm telling you, if you ask to take their picture, you're making their day. Don't even just like do a distance shot and say, hey, can I take a photo with you? Do all that. Because when you take a picture with a cosplayer, you're making them feel appreciated. And that's something you can do just by holding up your phone and asking someone politely. Pro tip number 8, post pics. Now, not just cosplayers. Cosplayers are important, but post pics of the event as a whole. Hashtag the event in your comments. Hashtag cosplay. Hashtag the town that you're in. Do all the things that draw attention to it, because so often I'll see a big interaction because people are actually looking for themselves in photos after cons. Con promoters are looking for good photos of their events to be able to share on social media. So if you appropriately tag and put stuff in there, you're helping them, but also you're connecting with other people in that way over social media. And it's a easy thing to do. So just go ahead and plan that you're going to take a bunch of photos and then appropriately post them when the show is over. And that's an easy way to do it. Pro tip number 9. Appreciate art. Now, there is going to be a lot of artists at cons who are very popular. People are going to be rushing over to buy things from them and spend tons of money. Then there's going to be artists who are just getting started, whose stuff may not be as popular, and they won't have a lot of interaction. Maybe they're introverted. If you intentionally go to an artist table and say, hey, would you tell me about your art? And listen and respond, you can change their entire day. Appreciate it. I mean, especially if it's something you actually enjoy. You don't have to promise to buy something. You don't have to like give them false hope that you're about to drop stacks on stacks. But just listening and having a good conversation about their art lets them know their art and them are appreciated. Pro tip number 10, your apparel. Now, I don't expect you wearing a t-shirt is going to cause an arena full of people to drop to their knees and praise Jesus. I don't think that's going to happen. But your shirts, your hats, your clothing, your backpacks, whatever, can be a great conversation starter. I've literally had people from Doctor Who, Star Trek, and Star Wars stop me to talk about this shirt from Love Thy Nerd, where they literally read it and they wanted to have a conversation. I've had people from all over the con floor talk to me just because I'm wearing this shirt. This shirt's not magic. It's not going to save anyone's soul, but it helps have a good conversation. So if you intentionally choose your apparel to have conversations, it's a great opportunity. You know, Love That Nerd has great stuff. Fangirling Over Jesus has a bunch of actually really good fashion stuff. I have my own stuff that's not as good as anybody else's. But I'm just telling you, make your own, find stuff that you like. But if you choose apparel that can be a good conversation starter, It helps. Pro tip number 11. Love your muggles. There's going to be a lot of people at Comic-Cons who are there because they're passionate and they're excited and that's the place they belong. But then you're also going to see some adults, some maybe older people, who are walking around the con and they look like, and they're shocked and afraid of everything they see because they're not there for the party. They're there because they're loving and supporting someone who is. And if you see a parent or someone who just looks lost, give them a kind word. Say, hey, it's really cool that you're here supporting your son or daughter or cosplayer or Star Wars fanatic, whatever. But if you see somebody that feels really lost and doesn't belong, you can help ease their anxiety and show the love of God. Pro tip number 12, another way you can actually be the hands and feet of Jesus in Comic-Con culture is by actually being part of a Comic-Con mission team. LTN sent a team to Gen Con this year. They've sent teams to other cons in the past, and even if it's not with LTN, you can find other organizations where people go do ministry and cons together. Yeah, some people can be self-starters and like independent and do ministry alone, but y'all, we're built to do ministry together. So if you can be part of a team that actually goes and does ministry at a con, that's an awesome way to do it. Pro tip number 13, follow suit in the fact that if you can't go, actually be part of a mission team that goes to a con, you can sponsor someone who is doing that. Because honestly, it costs a lot of money to do ministry at cons. And if you can't go and you want to actually impact a con, you can sponsor someone to go and do it. There are other ministries that do cons all over the place that you can actually sponsor and help that take place, even if you can't show up physically. Pro tip number 14, another way you can actually be the love of Jesus at a con is by being a booth buddy. And what I mean is this. You find an artist who might be by themselves. You find a vendor who might be shorthanded and you volunteer to help them. Not just volunteer to help the con, but you find an artist that you can help. It could be as simple as, hey man, do you want me to sit at your table so you can use the bathroom? Or, hey dude, I'm going to the concession stand. Can I get you a drink or some food? Or, you really want to be gangster? Wait until the show's over when the last day and everything's closing and help them load their car. Help them load their van or truck or whatever. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of artists and vendors who do this stuff by themselves. And by the end of a weekend, they're just beat down. And an extra set of hands anytime can really look like Jesus. Pro tip number 15, post. And what I mean is this. Comic-Cons have an advertising budget. And they have paid reach and all of this stuff. They have flyers and they do a lot of advertising. But some of the best things you can do for a con is actually help get the word out that they're happening. And not only just like a one-time thing, like do countdowns to a show actually happening in your area. One, it will get more people involved, but the showrunners will notice what you're doing. And they'll actually be able to look at you like you're a friend and like you're actually trying to help. Because there's a lot of people's financial well-being, time and effort tied into making a show happen. And if you can actually help it be successful before it even starts, you're doing big things. And not even just before it happens, post after, post reviews, post blogs about it, post podcasts about it, post all your photos. We talked about that already. But literally make it known that this was an event that was special to you, because even if you don't help people get there beforehand, you put it in people's mind to go the next time, and that helps everybody's well-being. Pro tip number 16. Listen, which is also the title of one of my favorite episodes of Doctor Who. And what I mean by this is there's going to be a lot of people there and it's going to feel like people can be drowned out or unseen. So if you get into a place where a cosplayer, a vendor, an artist, literally anybody is sharing something with you, be where your feet are. Stop and listen. Because one of the most discouraging things on sitting on the other end of an artist table is when people will look at your art or look at your stuff and just look through you. So even if you're not complimenting or even if it's not so just an encouragement thing, but actually listening to what people have to say. There's a lot of people there that are passionate. You really wouldn't be at a Comic-Con if you weren't passionate about something. But we live in a world where people don't actually get to be open and vocal and honest about what they're passionate about. And if you can actually show that you're there to listen, you change the dynamic. Pro tip number 17, and this may sound redundant, but pray. Pray before, pray during, pray after. Actually go to God with your heart about what you're doing. One of my best friends asked to go with me to do ministry at a con one time, and we went the whole weekend and did all the ministry. And he asked me at the end, he was like, dude, do you actually pray? Because you didn't pray this time. And I was like, crap, I suck. And it can be really easy to focus on doing things instead of actually going to God to help you. So pray. Pro tip number 18, follow. What do I mean? Follow people's social media. Literally, don't wait. If you're at a booth, if you're at an artist table, if you find a cosplay or whatever, say, hey, what's your social media? Follow them right there. Follow them on Instagram, follow them on Facebook as an artist page or whatever, and show them. Why does this matter? Because one of the biggest things that's an encouragement to an artist or a vendor or a cosplayer at a con is when the show is over and their numbers slightly start ticking up of their social media presence. And if you go up to an artist or a cosplayer and you talk to them and you have a good conversation and said, hey, I'm following you right now, and show them, it will boost their mood, it will change their attitude, and it will actually make them look for you for interaction later. It builds a bridge and gives encouragement. So follow. Pro tip number 19, be prepared. And I'm talking straight Boy Scout status. This will cost you maybe $4. But go to Dollar Tree, go Dollar General, wherever. Bring a roll of duct tape, a few shopping bags, and a pack of zip ties with you to a con. And if you've got a backpack, just stick it in there. Why is this important? Because you are going to come across somebody who is carrying too much stuff and doesn't have a bag. You're going to come across somebody whose booth is falling apart. You're going to come across somebody who needs some duct tape to literally save their life. And it's hard to find in the depths of a crowd when you can't get up and walk around, when someone's cosplay has gotten snagged in a door, anything else. I mean, just a little bit of practical preparation and you can be a hero to somebody's day. And I've had legitimate friendships built over loaning somebody duct tape down the booth. A little preparation can go a long way. And my last pro tip is just this: make friends. Don't just go to a con thinking, I'm going to go be Jesus, save the world, and peace out. Build relationships. If you actually go and you can make connections, keep nurturing that and keep building that, because those relationships could actually be something life-changing one day. I have a friend that was beside me at a con once, and it took 5 years of building a friendship, but I actually got to pour into his life spiritually. I got to officiate his wedding. I've got to have people involved in my life because I built relationships that were only founded at Comic-Cons. Not just as an artist vendor, but as just people in the crowd. That's a place you can build prime relationships, and a relationship with you should help someone else see Jesus more clearly. So that's my 20 pro tips. Nothing like crazy earth-shattering, but I think they're things that if you practically apply can give you really good opportunities to be the love of Jesus in a place like all other places that it's needed. And I hope to see you on a con floor someday soon. If you want to get up with me, you can reach me at faithandfandom@gmail.com. You can check out our website at faithandfandom.org. You can find me in the Love Thy Nerd community at Hector Mirai. And hope you're enjoying LTN Con, and have a great day.